Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to return to my book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better, and chapter 8 in particular of that book, which is entitled Walk the Talk. Now, that's an old phrase and we've all heard it, walk the talk. And it means that, you know, most of us will nod along to it as well, but few of us actually live it. And in this episode, I want to explore why walking the talk isn't just about image or branding or virtue signaling. It's really about identity, integrity, and credibility, because the truth is rather simple. If you don't use what you promote, if you don't live what you teach, people can actually feel it, even if they can't quite articulate why. And over time, that gap erodes trust, not just externally, but internally within yourself as well, because you're not being congruent even with your own self-image. So let's have a couple of obvious examples for you then. If you walk into Microsoft offices, you won't see Linux servers everywhere and you won't see Apple hardware running their core systems. Yes, there'll be some in the testing lab for when they're testing Office or new networking software, to see if they're compatible with these other systems. But you won't see them being used in-house on someone's desk in an office. It's not because Linux and Apple are bad. It's because Microsoft wants to be the intelligence that drives the entire business environment. And that means that if you're going to promote that and you have customers coming in or big clients, corporate clients coming in, they must see Microsoft staff using Microsoft equipment. And the same thing would apply if you're the CEO of Ford, for example. You wouldn't turn up in a Mercedes, although I have heard horror stories of executives from car companies doing exactly that, turning up in a competitor's car as their car of choice. Not a good look. And if you're selling time management systems, and someone sees you using a competitor's product to manage your time, then you lose the battle almost immediately. So they are obvious examples, but they're also only the surface level of walking the talk. Walking the talk, therefore, goes deeper than just products. It shows up in service, usage, and behavior. Let's say you work in environmental enforcement, for example. Your job is to uphold sustainability, recycling, and responsibility. Then ask yourself this question. Who do you give your business to? How do you live at home? And do your private behaviours quietly undermine your public role? This isn't about perfection, it's about alignment, because every time we live in contradiction to our role, we create an internal friction, and humans hate living a lie, even when no one else is watching. So let's just pause for a moment and have a reflection. Misalignment drains energy. Alignment creates momentum. When your actions match your role, your motivation stops being forced and it becomes automatic. So you have this internal conflict that sets up with identity versus role. It's an important distinction. You are not your job. We know that. If you work in law, you work in law. You're not a lawyer. If you work in policing, you are not the police. You are a person doing a particular type of job. So no, this isn't about bringing your job home and turning into a walking corporate leaflet. This is about not actively contradicting what you stand for professionally. A peace worker publicly promoting violent entertainment. A financial professional gaming the tax system. A wellness leader burning themselves out. At some point, that contradiction leaks. Now, I've mentioned this before. Chapters in my book always have a take a bite section. And the take a bite section for chapter 8 of the book is as follows. Do a personal audit. Look around your home and look at your habits. Ask, what products do I use that conflict with what I promote? What behaviours, public and private behaviours, undermine my professional identity? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how embarrassing would this be if seen publicly? This isn't about throwing out everything overnight. It is about becoming conscious, because awareness always comes before change. And here's another point of reflection for you. You don't change behavior by guilt. You change it by giving yourself clarity. So what does all that actually mean? Walking the talk matters for three really big reasons in my book. One, credibility. Eventually someone will ask, do you use your own services? If the answer is no, the conversation is already over. Two, it gives you insight. Using your own product or service gives you real user experience, early warning of weaknesses, and therefore a search for improvements or a mitigation strategy against those weaknesses. And it gives you ideas for improvement. That's competitive advantage. And most organizations never actually unlock that advantage within their own staff using their own products. And thirdly, you've got emotional stake. When you use what you sell, you stop being detached. You start caring about it. And once that happens, your subconscious starts spotting opportunities to apply that solution everywhere. So if that's just you, imagine an entire workforce doing that. That's not culture, that's alignment at scale. Now, what does that mean when you are the product itself? Like, for example, I'm a public speaker, writer, and DJ. I don't sell physical product. It's always, especially if you're consultants and coaches and speakers and creators, you have to actually remember that you yourself are the product. And in my own work, I don't teach abstract theory. I teach what I use. I teach reflection, planning, using journals, continuous improvement, time and energy management. You will have seen those themes weave in and out of whether it's a blog piece, a podcast episode, my books, and it's there for a reason. It's because it helps me as well, and therefore because I'm helping myself using these strategies, these hints, these hacks, these tips. It all helps me help you to get the best out of what you are trying to do. And it gives my work weight. And if I didn't use these tools myself, I couldn't really teach them with integrity. I couldn't speak to you right now with integrity if I didn't use the principles that we're discussing. And I could never answer any hard questions. Authenticity isn't about originality. It's about a lived experience. Now think about that. Authenticity isn't about originality, it's about a lived experience. If you are living in the experience of what you are trying to promote slash sell, then you are more congruent when you speak to your prospects about what you are trying to promote or sell. Now, having said all that, let's give you some hard truths, because if you've done the audit, for example, that I mentioned earlier, and you've discovered that actually you believe that competitors are genuinely better, that's a signal. Either you have to push to improve what you offer, or you start looking for work that aligns with your values and your beliefs and your strategies. Living in contradiction is exhausting. Alignment, even when hard, becomes a free experience. It actually frees you from the daily grind, because you are promoting or selling something that actually you know has value to the end user, because you're using it yourself. So, walking the talk isn't about being watched. It's about being at peace with yourself. Because once your actions and identity align, confidence increases, credibility strengthens, and crucially, motivation becomes intrinsic, and the work stops feeling like work. So, for example, I've just come off doing a 3.5-hour radio rock show, and I've gone straight into recording this podcast, and I don't think, be able to tell from my energy levels of while I'm discussing this piece, because I believe in what I'm trying to explain here, and I believe in the principles in the book, and I had fun doing the rock show, which also helps, it has to be said. But it's all there, it's all part and parcel of what it is that I believe, and how I believe I can help you improve what you do in your life and in your professional life or personal life as well. Now, next time, we'll have a look at some deeper connections to what fuels resilience, creativity, and long-term impact, I'm sure. But until then, audit gently, align consciously, and walk your talk. And don't forget, there's always a post that goes along with the podcast. If you go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum, you'll find that there's a post for every episode, and this episode will be no different. And you can go in there and you can follow along and actually give some of your own ideas and do the audit, and let me know if there's any questions you have, and I'll answer them in that post as well. Until then, take care, everyone. Keep asking questions. It's a crazy, crazy world out there. But if we all took a little bit of responsibility for how we want to live our lives and we just got on with it, then maybe our leaders might start to actually grow up as well. That would be good, wouldn't it? Take care, and I'll see you all very soon.
If you would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at @darreninform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.